Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Redacted.
Yep. Hello, I'm not sure whether to check off URM while looking at the LSAT Demon Scholarship Calculator, which has been a really helpful resource in my LSAT and law school journey. Where do listeners find the LSAT Demon Scholarship Estimator, not calculator, estimator? Where do they find that?
Yep, they go onto the internet, and I'm presuming you're using Google, unless you're using like something else, but just search for LSAT Demon Estimator and it'll come right up. Another option is to go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships.
Great. And it does have a box for URM. You can check that and it will slightly change your predictions at all of the, what are the 200 schools or whatever it is that are on that. Okay, so Redacted continues. I understand that being an Asian immigrant, though not an international applicant, as a category is generally not URM, aside from PI or SE, from what Reddit has told me.
Do you know what PI SE means?
PI's got to be Pacific Islander.
That's what I just looked up. It is Pacific Islander and then Southeast Asia.
Maybe? Yeah, I was just going to say Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Because there's not like a lot of, you know, Cambodian applicants or something, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
However, my ethnic group is considered indigenous and a racial and ethnic minority in my home country. Would that be taken into account, or would a law school just broadly categorize me as an Asian non-URM? Many thanks. Redacted.
I don't know. Shrugging. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm guessing that these boxes are just somewhat mechanical. So if they don't have a way of recognizing that group, I would imagine they're just going to put you into Asian non-URM.
That could be the case, but depending on the application, where they ask you for race and ethnicity, I think it could vary application by application.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you are going to write a supplementary essay, like you're going to write a diversity statement, right? Sounds like. I mean, you're telling me that your ethnic group is considered indigenous and a racial and ethnic minority in your home country.
Yep.
Okay, so you identify as an indigenous ethnic, racial ethnic minority.
Yep.
I would certainly write that in a diversity statement. That's your identity. That's what they're asking you for. How are you presenting yourself to the world? So if that's who you are, then that's who you say you are. And anyway, the scholarship estimator is not, it's a predictor. So, you know, I think you check and uncheck that box to see how the results will likely change. And then yep. You apply broadly to law schools and then they tell you ultimately whether they did or did not consider you to be a URM.
Yep.
You know, but I mean, mm-hmm. Ideally you're just going to be a good enough applicant that it doesn't fucking matter one way or the other, you know, get a couple more LSAT points and it shifts the entire spectrum in your favor. So that's, this is one of those things where it's like, people are so worried about diagnostics and predictions. And what they really should be, they should really just be focusing on other stuff.
To the extent it motivates you, great, right?
Yeah.
To the extent that the predictor...
Yeah, plan on not. I think that's probably a pretty good... Plan on not.
Yep.
And get motivated.
Mm-hmm. On not being recognized, yep.
But, like, if you're thinking about reach schools, especially, right? Like when you're thinking about like, well, but should I apply to my dream school or not?
Check it and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you should shoot some shots in your applications. And maybe they do consider you to be a URM, which means maybe you have a slightly better chance at some of these schools that you previously considered to be reach schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for writing in. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have thought about it at all. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have written the show. I'm just saying, like, let's not spend so much time obsessing about these predictions and worrying about it, because it's really out of your control beyond the fact that, like, you know, I think you should generously check those boxes in your favor, right? Like, based on the argument you're going to make. Now, don't misrepresent yourself.
Don't lie, but
don't like, okay, don't click black instead of if the boxes are as simple as like black and Asian, you know, don't put black and then write a diversity statement that says, well, I'm not black, but I'm very in my home country. They consider my indigenous, you know, I'm considered to be. So, you know, I mean, that's like black in my, don't like, obviously we're not going to do that, but you're, you know, like check the boxes to answer the question in your, like, you can answer it. I don't think it's unfair to say that you should answer it generously, accurately, yet generously in your own favor, and then write a diversity statement that makes your case.
Yep.
Okay.
If there's gray area, favor yourself.
Exactly. Lawyers live in the gray area.
Yep.
And that's what you should. Yeah. In those gray areas, go ahead and put it on. This is my case that I'm making.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.